This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The movie Spy comes along at a perfect time in for its genre, which is a spoof genre, and specifically making fun of the male-dominated sort of history of spy movies. Here, Melissa McCarthy realizes her destiny as a comedic foil, and really, she's firing on all cylinders. This is the funniest thing she's been in. And she's been in some funny things, but this is by far the funniest. And what the movie does well is it blends slapstick humor with sort of a poignant message of the inequality of women in movies, which is something that comes along at a perfect time because we have a confluence of factors in American culture at the moment and in world culture, really, all of which point to the inequality of gender. And anybody who doesn't see that anymore is really looking dated. So the Bond movies are a good example of that. The James Bond character, who has really has no place in modern American culture. This is a culture defined more by the sitcom Girls, Sex and the City. This is a female-dominated culture at the moment. This is, of course, not politically or legally or in any other sense, but culturally, the momentum is shifted towards the female role and the, sort of the lack of respect given to that role. And so to be on the cutting edge of humor as the movie Spy is, it has to sort of acknowledge and play with that. And a movie that featured a regular spy, like Steve Carell's movie doing the I Spy sort of satires from about 5 years ago, now seem incredibly dated and sort of not too funny compared to Spy, which is hilarious and really is just one joke that to not be a handsome man as a spy is sort of funny because that's what everyone expects. But it does it over and over, and really that joke is hysterical when in the hands of a master comedian. And Melissa McCarthy at this moment finally has source material that is equal to her talents. She sort of wasted it on the film Tammy, and the one where she was put in jail. And it's just here playing a superstar spy, James Bond. You might question the casting, but it's brilliant, and it works, and it's subversive, and it's progressive, and it's everything you hope for in a comedy. It makes you cry, even as it makes you laugh, because of the underlying truths of the gender inequality.